Warning: this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Vuse, we're vapor done right. Always simple, always in your pocket. So you can focus on what really matters, like getting back to your podcast. Find out more at Vuse.com. That's Vuse.com.
Underage sale prohibited. Vuse is a vapor product. Website restricted to age 21 plus tobacco consumers. Copyright 2026 RJRVC.
And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage.
That chick AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. All 2020. Assemble. Welcome to the bonus. We got a lot to cover. Target boycott is over.
Praise God.
Bam scores 83. Is Kev deconstructing Christianity?
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, and one more thing. Pastor says, bring me your tax returns. And Mike Todd, cousin in the pulpit. And a teacher who died accidentally from a prank from his students. And Ari Lennox in the news about toxic men. If you're not in the bonus, you'll get about, you know, between 10 and 15 minutes of that. I mean, if you're not in the Patreon, you get about 10, 15 minutes of whatever the first topic is, which is Target boycott. And then you will miss out.
If you don't want to pay the funky little five, just don't pay the funky little five.
Hey, man, it's your bills. It's your life. It's your
blocking people.
It's your choice. Angel, I don't know if you know. I don't know if you got the news. Dr. Jamal Harrison Bryant has called off the faith-based fast of Target after 400 days. He announced on his Instagram yesterday. Too mixed reviews, I would say. Mm-hmm. Too mixed reviews. And then it immediately started popping up in the black cultural landscape of all my timelines. As a black woman who has a target on your back of oppression from the white man,
always,
I want to know what you think about this.
So I was talking to my husband and my sister. We were all on FaceTime. And my sister was like, where you hit it? And my husband said, I know where she going. And I was like, where am I going? He said, to Target. I said, why would I be going there? He was like, because the Target boycott is over. I said, I didn't know this. And within 5 minutes, I was standing in Target.
Oh, you already got a receipt, Angel?
What?
Two.
She ran back in. She forgot the toothpaste. She ran back in.
Went back in there.
Well,
actually, I went in there because I was like, okay, now I can get Kalana. I can get Kalana stuff.
Oh, Kalana Barfield.
Yes, I was like, all right.
Was she still in there?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I thought she was only online.
Mm-mm, no, she in there.
Oh, she in there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, so you broke the fast and went immediately. Did you buy white people's stuff?
I went back the second time.
So the first one just black people.
It was all black. It was very black.
And then she forgot about the stuff that she needed.
You're correct. I forgot that I needed some dishwashing stuff.
So wait, if Marcus hadn't called you, what would you have done?
Found out about it and went to Target.
Should have found out about it next week and gone to Target.
The moment you found out somehow. So if I would have told you the Target boycott is over right now, you'd be like,
been like, hold on real quick. I left something in the car.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah. I'll be right back, guys. So sorry. Marcus was like, my sister was like, wait, are you inside of a Target now? I was like, yes. Yes, I am.
Angel played, freedom.
I was like, wait, okay, so, but did you begin your boycott because of Dr. Jamal Harrison Bryan?
Yes.
Oh, he was the one who told you?
Yes.
He said, Angel, we ain't going. And you said, what?
He was the Alpha and Omega.
Yeah. No. That's Jesus.
He's the Kappa.
Yeah, he's the Kappa. Specifically.
He's the bookends.
Yeah.
He is the reason why I don't know about nobody else.
Yeah.
He was the reason why I was like, all right.
So wasn't the first time you heard of it, did he push you over the edge, or that was the first time you heard of it?
It was the first time I heard of it, too.
Ah.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Because I was like, if we boycotting, we're Target. I was like, we ain't about to hit up Amazon and Walmart.
We laser focused in on
yes
on Target.
So he was the person who I heard specifically the why, even though I didn't fully agree with it. I was just like, I'm gonna be a team player. This is about a collective effort. It's not about my own, like, I don't want to. And I was like, all right, I ain't going. And for all those times, all those days, except for the one day when we was up in Lake Tahoe and I had to get us some snacks and there was no other store, I'd not been up in Target. And then I was like, I'm mad because I wanted Kalana's line. I'm mad because I feel like I missed some of Tab's new stuff. I hadn't been in there at all. So I was like,
in over 400 days, except the one day, Lake Tahoe.
It wasn't four. Was it 400? Oh, yeah.
The stuff I've been saying, I didn't realize
it was. No, they're right, because there's 365 days in a year, and I did the whole 365 plus some.
All 2025?
Yeah.
364.
Correct.
Lake Tahoe last year or this year?
This year.
Oh, then you did 365 last year.
Yeah, I did. I did a full 365. Okay. I literally went in there and got some apples and some water. And then I was like, Kalana!
Were they black-owned apples and black-owned water?
They were when I bought them. I own them. Now they're black.
Andrew, come back on the road, man.
I'm mad she retired from stand-up. We had a good thing going. Damn. But Beyonce got to go solo. Dina wanted to leave the dream girl.
Oh, whatever. You were like, you've got hair. Your alopecia didn't stay long enough. It's me and Tony, the real balds. I realized, like, their food section I miss. Their little grocery. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I was like, okay, I'm good.
That's all you needed?
Yeah, that's it.
The thing is, you are not alone, but there is a lot of people who are like, who the hell is Jamal Bryant? He ain't started. Apparently, three black women. I don't know from what area, but obviously I was on set yesterday and I was, you know, reading about this during breaks. I remember when it first happened, I was like, who? I saw it bubbling like on the timeline, but I didn't know who was like credited as like, yo, we should do it. I knew I had heard of it before Jamal Bryant had said, but it felt like the collective group was like, y'all, we ain't doing this until we get, I thought we was going for an apology directly from Target in addition to investment in the black community.
Oh, I need no apology, but I did was like, where y'all gonna put that money?
Yeah. So Jamal Bryant said let me just play the video so y'all can hear what he had to say.
Because they ain't sorry. Like, I don't need to hear no goddamn go sorry. You ain't even got to be sorry.
We ain't crazy.
Here we go. Put the money where you need to go.
This is his video from his Instagram yesterday.
It's been a year and I'm grateful. I didn't think we could do it, but we did. History has just been made. The most effective and powerful boycott by black people since the Montgomery bus boycott 70 years ago. We asked for four things, and I'm grateful to God if we've got three of them. They have invested $2 billion back into the black community as they pledged after the death of George Floyd. On top of the $2 billion, an additional $100 million to immediate organizations that are meeting the needs within our community. Number two, we asked them to partner with HBCUs. They have found, and we have found collectively, one that will do our pilot program with 12 other HBCUs to follow. Number three, a reimagining of DEI. It's been a rough year for our community. 300,000 black women have lost their jobs, and this is the highest unemployment for our people in years. The only thing that we didn't get accomplished, but we're still working towards, is an investment into black banks. And I'm believing by grace, it's going to get done. This new CEO has come handling business, and I'm glad to walk with him. The immediate target fast has come to an end. We claim victory. We're grateful. Go in or stay out. But I'm grateful unto God. It's okay.
So a lot of people are like, I'm staying out. Well, I actually saw a lot of people like, I'm never going back to Target. It don't matter what they do. The thing about me personally is
If you'd like to continue this video, please subscribe to the Patreon. If you'd like to continue this video, please subscribe to the Patreon.